Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All things World Cup starting to take shape. Today we know what countries might be coming to North Texas.
North Texas could be in for a huge treat. Defending champions Argentina and Lionel Messi could play at AT&T Stadium. Monica Paul with the Dallas Sports Commission says North Texas got a great draw.
We knew we were going to get some good teams, but to come out with possibility to have matches with Argentina, Netherlands, England, potentially, Croatia, Japan, that's pretty exciting. I think we've got some good possibilities coming to North Texas.
Remember, Arlington will have 9 matches in total, more than any other host city. Now, ultimately, we care about our guys, and we learned that the U.S. is going to play Paraguay on June 12th at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. And then we'll go on to play Australia in Seattle on June 19th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, soccer fans turned out a bunch of places to watch the draw.
I can't wait. I'm really happy because Scotland have qualified for the World Cup for the first time in 30 years. And I'm Scottish, so it's a little bit of added excitement and interest.
We're in Australia. I think we're going to lose. It doesn't matter. It's what we do in soccer. But no, it should be fun. As long as we cause a few upsets, I don't mind. I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, Australia, not exactly a soccer powerhouse. They call it soccer anyway. A lot of people turned out for the official watch party at Billy Bob's.
The latest now on a story we've been following for you surrounding the death of a Texas A&M student. Austin police say Brianna Aguilar killed herself when she fell 17 stories to her death last weekend after tailgating for the UT A&M game. Family attorney Tony Busby says the family is not pleased police held a news conference.
They gave the family no notice of the press conference. They sent 2 emails, and then the detective went on camera in front of millions of people and told everybody that this young lady committed suicide.
Police say she was suicidal and even had deleted a note on her phone several days before she died.
Texas Republicans celebrate the Supreme Court decision to uphold the redistricted congressional maps.
Governor Abbott posted the message, "We won. Texas is officially and legally more red." Attorney General Ken Paxton saying he protected the big, beautiful map. Democrats aren't taking the news well. State House Democratic Caucus Chair Gene Wu.
You just have to be a good American to care about this and to realize that our democracy and our nation is being stolen from us.
Enough with the politicians. What do the people think?
I don't think it favors really anybody. I think it favors the voters.
It's no surprise given the makeup of the court, given the state they ruled for, and given what Texas politics are like today.
I think the Supreme Court shouldn't have any say, and I feel like they're under the thumb of the president.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And that decision is causing one Texas lawmaker to change his campaign plans. Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Austin says he will not seek re-election. The new maps put him in the same district as fellow Democratic Congressman Greg Kassar.
So far, so good for a lot of the state when it comes to the drought. The latest drought monitor shows around a quarter of the state is drought-free. That's most of the panhandle, as well as much of the state from far north Texas, including DFW, west to Tom Green County, east to Smith County, and south to Grimes and Kimball. Another 31% is considered dry. Little under 45% has some level of drought, from moderate to exceptional. Now, the only part of one Texas county is in that worst category, the exceptional, and that's in Brewster County in the Big Bend area. We've been talking about the World Cup draw, and we're joined by Monica Paul from the Dallas Sports. Now, give me the official title that you have, Monica.
Well, I am executive director of the Dallas Sports Commission and president of the North Texas FIFA World Cup Organizing Committee.
Perfect. So you're the perfect person to talk about your reaction to the World Cup draw today.
Well, I'm quite ecstatic, actually. We are here in D.C., and the fact that we knew we were going to get some good teams, but to come out with possibility to have matches with Argentina, Netherlands, England, potentially, Croatia, Japan, that's pretty exciting. I think we've got some good possibilities coming to North Texas.
And Monica, you mentioned Argentina. We were really excited when we were watching everything come down live out there. They're, of course, in Group J. And Group J, the way I look at it, is only assigned to three cities, Dallas, Kansas City, and San Francisco. So the likelihood of Argentina playing at AT&T Stadium is actually pretty high, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you would think. I mean, this will be FIFA's decision. They'll come out with the matches and the match schedule tomorrow. But if you look at our capacity, ability to, you know, for ticket sales, suite opportunities, central location, et cetera, I think we have a great potential to get Argentina in North Texas.
What has this whole experience been like for you? Kind of the first time that Dallas has been dealing with a World Cup for decades at this point. This has been just a whirlwind almost 2 years now.
Yeah, it's actually been about 8-year process from a bid process that started back in 2017. This morning was a little bit emotional, knowing that everything that we've been working towards, and we're actually going to find out the teams that, you know, could potentially be in North Texas and play there, or even, you know, give us an idea for base camps. It was a little bit surreal. I mean, we know we have a lot of work to do, and we'll get back hard at it on Monday after we see the schedule tomorrow. But this is a big milestone for us, and I think has created a lot of excitement. We're anticipating a lot of ticket requests, et cetera, to come in, but still a lot of work to do.
Now that these names are out and we know Argentina, I believe England as well, there's a possibility that they could be playing over at AT&T Stadium. Do you expect the next round of ticket sales to be even more ecstatic than the first two rounds we've already seen, where a total of 2 million have been sold?
Yes, I do. I think that you know, the fans will now know where their teams are going to be for those group stages. So I think they'll be active here in December and January to try to get those booked, hotels booked, flights, et cetera. You know, we're going to be engaged in conversation with a lot of the teams for base camps. We've got 4 to 5 options, and we want to ensure that we get all of those full. And but I think tickets will be definitely top of mind here coming up.
One last question. What's the latest numbers as far as the economic impact to North Texas from the World Cup?
Well, we're going to continue to do some updates in the spring, early spring, before the World Cup. But right now, we're still projecting $1.5 to $2.1 billion in economic impact based off of the number of matches, the capacities, the international broadcast center opportunity, et cetera.
Cowboys and their loss last night, kind of a relapse for the defense. The Cowboys lose.
I like that word, relapse.
That's it. 44-30.
They're using again.
Cowboys actually cut the lead to 3 points in the fourth quarter, but they just couldn't get the Lions off the field. Couldn't stop them. So, Carter, which one is the real Cowboys defense?
Would that real stand up, please?
It's just going to be hard for the real one to stand up because they go so back and forth. You know, they make the moves for Quinnen Williams. They make the move for Logan Wilson. They get some players like DeMarvian Overshown back. It looks good for 3 games, right? The games that they played, or the teams that they played against, that was a Raiders team who's not very good. That was an Eagles team whose offense has struggled in the second half of the season. That's the Chiefs, who've really kind of been discombobulated this entire year. So I don't want to say it was fool's gold, because there were good things you could take from that, but they weren't playing offenses like what Detroit brings. And you saw Jahmyr Gibbs just have his way both in the running game and catching the ball and after the catch. Like, this is it. I don't think the Cowboys, after making those moves, are going to be this extremely bad in the remaining four games. But this was a tough game for them to go into and then show that, yeah, we're not maybe the playoff contender we thought we were after those trades.
You know, one of that, I don't know if this has been talked about by you guys, but what is going on with Logan Wilson? They made a trade for this guy, and I barely see him on the field. They've been the coaches talk about how great he is, a great locker room guy, and they're playing with Kenneth.
Murray.
Murray, yep. He was horrible.
That's what I was going to say. And look, you're former Oklahoma Sooner, so you know, love him till he retires. But yeah, it's confusing because you thought with DeMarvion Overshown coming back and Logan Wilson being acquired, those were going to be your two guys. But yeah, Kenneth Murray's still on the field, getting diced up by guys that are way faster than him. And it just, you saw that last night. He's a Matt Eberflus guy, Cowboys defensive coordinator. But this is the third or fourth time this season the Cowboys have given up 40 points. And last year against the Lions, the Cowboys gave up 47. This year against the Lions, they 44. Gave up 44. So over 90 points in their last two games against Detroit.
All right, four games left. And as we were saying a moment ago, there are four winnable games. That would get you 10-6-1. That might not be enough.
No, I don't think so. I think you won't have the tiebreaker over the Lions, right? Because they beat you. So if you finish, and most likely the Lions aren't going to tie, like you have that weird tie in there, which could be to your benefit. But yeah, 10-6-1, it doesn't seem like that's going to really to do it, like you said, Mike. And it's the schedule does not look as intimidating or as much of a gauntlet as it might have seen before the season. This game against the Lions was probably your toughest game. But the Chargers are not an easy out. You're going to play them at home in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The Vikings have J.J. McCarthy, for whatever that's worth. He will most likely play in that game. And then the last two games are division games against the Commanders on Christmas and then the Giants, who neither of them are having a very good season, but the Commanders could get Jaden Daniels back, and both of those division games are on the road. So,
what point do we start thinking about – tanking is such an ugly word.
We don't, because this is the Dallas Cowboys, and that's Jerry Jones.
Tank around here.
They're not going to do that. I think if they become eliminated from playoff contention, they will say, okay, now we can start playing some backups. You know, maybe not, do everything in our power to win a game. But as long as they have a mathematical chance to make the postseason, that is the way this team works. Because even last year, without Dak Prescott at the end of the year, going into week, I believe it was 15 or 16 against the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football, they had a shot to still make the postseason. So they're playing hard. As soon as that was over, that's when they said, okay, since we can't make the playoffs, we'll look ahead now.
Even if they make the postseason, though, we all know what's going to happen.
And what happened to George Pickens, man?
The Pittsburgh Steelers' George Pickens.
What happened?
Really, really disappointing. And even up to his standards of the season, even the last two games have really not met that. So he had some big catches against the Chiefs last week, but some drops as well. And then this week, as soon as CeeDee Lamb exits the game with an injury, you kind of see the lackadaisical route running and the effort's just not there, which is very disappointing.
Well, and turnovers and dumb penalties, and it wasn't a pretty game.
It wasn't a great day for Jake Ferguson, that's for sure. Fergie Ferg.
Not at all. All right, Carter, thanks for coming by.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.